Psychology Coach Podcast. Brace yourselves for a very special episode.
Indeed.
Wait a minute. Girls, guys, gays, and theys. So if you're on the internet, specifically TikTok, but this may have reached other social media. I don't know. You've probably heard about Alpha Dom.
Alpha Dom, as in dominant,
As in dominant.
not Donald.
Right, Alpha Dom. Right,
Yeah,
right,
okay.
right, right.
What if his name is Dominic or something?
It might be. That's what I thought it was at first. I thought it was Dominic.
I
And
don't
then
think
I saw
so.
some of his video. Did you see the video where he had like the two, he claims that there are two women tied up with the zip ties?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ, fucking money.
Wow.
It's just so much. It's just so much.
I mean, yeah, we might be getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Right. Okay.
But we'll get there. We'll circle back.
All right. So, Mr. Alpha, surname Dom, he posted something on TikTok regarding rejection.
Yeah.
And it didn't, Sarah, I don't think it went the way he had hoped. That's my opinion. But we're going to we're gonna play it for everybody. And well, you can tell us how
Yeah.
you think it went.
Let's go on a journey together.
Let's go on a journey together and just see. Just see.
You do not have to accept her rejection. I'm a professional dating coach and I teach guys how to understand the female mind. Now, if you're one of the people that haven't applied anything in my course or my videos or anything like that, this video is not for you. This is an advanced technique. This is for the people that have the course, have my videos, fucking are applying it, seeing results. And eventually I'm going to put this in the course. I just don't have the time right now, so I'm releasing it now. You don't have to accept her rejection. Now, here's an example. I was talking to a girl and she said, oh, you know, I'm not really interested. And I, instead of just going, okay, and then just turning away, I did this. Why would you not be interested in me? I'm the best. Absolutely the best. And she's like, oh, how? I'm like, well, you'd have to come over to my house to find out. And you'd also have to be okay with kink, and you'd also have to be okay with my mastery of the ropes and the fact that I have multiple women. And actually, maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't be the best for me. And now I did turn it around at the end, but I could have left that part out and still got her to start bantering back and forth, and she did. She started going back and forth with me, and I started building attraction in that because now I had sidestepped her fucking rejection. Granted, keep in mind, I didn't force it. I didn't say, no, you're no. I just played into her little fucking game. I knew she was playing with me a little bit or just kind of disengaging, and I gave her a little bit of fun. You want to know what I did with her later? You do not have to accept her rejection.
Soundtrack playing.
I don't know, but
no.
I'm hoping
he is in the car. Maybe his radio's on or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, maybe something went on. Okay, wow. Where do we start?
There's certainly some things to unpack here.
There's a lot to unpack here. So
I don't
he's
know about
saying,
a lot.
What?
I don't know about a lot, but
yeah.
There
so
are some things.
Obviously, this set TikTok afire, ablaze, Sarah.
Yeah.
And everybody and their mothers were responding. But there was one really good one that I'd like
Okay.
to talk.
Is it yours?
No, no.
Oh.
No.
A cheaty.
So I'm sure everybody remembers Ethan Lawless from last week. Would
Yeah.
you believe, Sarah, that Ethan has a response for Alpha Dom?
I would. And would you believe I haven't
seen it? Hey guys, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
Ooh, let me guess. Is it that you could potentially be the next mass shooter? Seems that a reoccurring issue amongst mass shooters is that they are lonely virgin boys who can't talk to women. You line right up snug in that fucking category. Or
oh.
Is it that you really are just a predator?
Hey guys,
wow.
I'm gonna let you in on a little.
Well,
no notes.
No notes.
Once again,
that's really all.
Once
really
again,
all.
Ethan cleaned up, left no crumbs.
Yeah.
No notes.
No notes. So I think this is kind of a visual joke as well, because one would need to see Alpha Dom to, I think that adds a layer of ick.
I am not gonna pretend that his appearance isn't part of this. It certainly is. I would like to make an effort to describe him accurately. I mean, I think, describing him as a potential mass shooter certainly paints a picture, but let's objectively, as if the police needed to make a sketch. Let's try to describe him. I'll
Well,
go first.
oh,
He
okay.
has a long face,
Very
right?
long. Yeah.
It's long. What else?
Okay. I'm going to focus on something I have no business focusing on.
Okay.
Although I did spend a good deal of money to fix them, his
Ah.
teeth.
Well, then why are you saying you have no business focusing on it? Because you just said
Because,
you
my
had
teeth
yours
aren't perfect.
fixed.
Right, because my teeth aren't perfect. But however, I have a very hard time that there are a lot of women out there that will overlook the teeth. Because the teeth are jacked. They're like,
Yeah, it's like a shark mouth.
they're kind of stained, not stained, but like they're not white teeth. And
Yeah.
his, you know, he, this is a guy who looks like he either never got braces or never wore his retainer, because like
Right.
one of his teeth is like jutting out. I have a very hard time. And look, there's so much else to criticize about this guy. I
We
like,
just gotta describe him, is
right. I just, but
the
that, but this plays into, I wouldn't bring it up if it didn't play into
thing. Right.
why I think he's utterly full of shit.
Right. Right.
I just don't believe women are playing are getting past the teeth. But
Yeah.
okay. But here, and here's the other thing. And I see a lot of people making fun of this, and I think it's lame, and I think it's low, and it's to make fun of his speech impediment. That's something he can't control. And listen, teeth too, not everybody has the money. It's expensive. So, it might not be that he doesn't want to fix his teeth, but might not be in a financial
Maybe
position to
that's why
do
he's
so.
trying to sell these
Courses, right. I
sell
mean,
these materials, actually.
who knows? But I just want to say to the people out there, because I've seen a couple of videos where you're making fun of his, like he has a bit of a lisp. That's weak. Don't do that. It just makes you a shitty person. And
There are
completely,
certainly other things.
right. It
Yeah.
just, it
Yeah.
completely invalidates your argument. And frankly, it makes him a victim. And I don't want to see that happen.
Right.
All right. So, I mean, this guy has just been getting it all over the internet, all over the app. And what he's saying is, like, he's not saying force her. He's saying, if she says no, then just respond and say, like, why wouldn't you want me? Like, I'm awesome.
I'm sorry. I want to add another physical detail because I do feel that it's relevant.
All right. All right.
It's yet another thing that he can't really control, but he has this I don't know how else to say it, but this little beard.
Yeah.
This little beard that kind of makes him look like he's 16.
Yeah,
And
I'll make
like
sure to.
the shit he's spewing, he sounds like he's 16.
Right.
I'm really curious to know how old he is. I mean, I'm gonna
He's got to be in his
guess
20s.
early 20s,
Yeah.
yeah. And there's a specific reason I say that as well. I think we should have him on the show, but maybe I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? We could try. We could try.
Let's invite him.
I will extend an invitation to Alpha Dom. So a lot of the responses are just like everyone's trying to be snarky, and everyone trying to be, everyone's trying to one like be funnier than the next person.
I
But there
mean, you
was.
mentioned people making fun of his lisp, and a lot of people are asking him like, where do you think you fall on the spectrum?
That's
That's not
shitty
cool
too.
either.
That's not cool either. It's just gross.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
There's so many other things
So
to
many other
say.
things, right?
Like little beard.
Right. And I wouldn't even say don't even make fun of his teeth, because that too, like, he might not be able to fix them. But I do want to play this one guy's response because I thought it was really amazing. And yeah. His username is DamianD_02.
Buddy, I wasn't trying to start an argument with you, but if you want to have a conversation, let's have it. I watched the rest of your videos, and they sucked, but I'm going to tell you why. Let's forget that you're pushing out the same Class A personality, snake oil horseshit that men like yourself have been propagating out to young, impressionable men for years, trying to convince them that they can get the woman of their dreams by psychologically manipulating her. We know that's what you're doing. That's a given. Your name is Alpha Dom on TikTok. We're way past that, right? My problem is actually the same point that you've been making in all your latest videos trying to defend yourself, is that people watch the first few seconds of the video, and then they judge the rest of the video based on those first few seconds, based on that hook, right? That is an inherent fact of social media. Everyone does it. So, if these people who are getting butt hurt about your video are doing that, what do you think the impressionable young men that you're marketing to are doing? When they hear the words, you don't have to accept a woman's rejection. And the points in the rest of your video were shitty too. You basically said the exact same thing, but we'll ignore that. Men, young adult men, these teen to early 20s guys are like sponges, right? They're learning how to be young adult men. They're learning how to be respectful men, functional members of society. They're soaking up everything you're saying, and they're filing away these ideologies and these schemas in their head, and they're going to grow off of that. This is their foundation. They're going to build off that. Is not accepting a woman's rejection the kind of foundation you want a man to have?
So there's like another minute and a half, but I loved that.
You know? Yeah, it's a really valid point. I'm glad that someone took the time to make it.
Right. Like, listen, anybody can make a video making fun of this Alpha Dom dude because there's a lot in their letter. But I appreciated that this guy, a guy and not a woman, not, you know, a woman doing the emotional labor. I appreciated that this guy took the time,
right?
Because that's what we need more of, is men telling other men, knock it off.
Yeah,
and explaining why.
I appreciated the nuance as well, right? Like he doesn't just say like, oh, this is a shitty point of view, which it is, and he says that, right? But he doesn't just say that.
Right.
He also points out, you know, that in terms of media consumption, what he's posting is especially dangerous and irresponsible, given people's shortened attention spans, right? And how we choose to identify the main point of something like a video, a TikTok video. And I'm so glad he made that point, because I guess, I don't know. I guess I'm not consuming media the way everyone else is, or like maybe I'm coming at it I don't want to say like more thoughtful or more analytically, but I guess all I'm trying to say is that I saw Alpha Dom earlier this week organically. He crossed my feed. I was not outraged, but that is only because I took the time to watch the whole video and a couple others.
And you weren't outraged?
No, not outraged. I don't like him. Uh-huh. Right? I don't think he's a cool guy. I am somewhat skeptical that he is a dating coach. I don't hate all of his messaging. I only hate some of it.
Okay. Now, give me an example of one you don't hate.
Well, I sent you a couple texts last night when we were like, you know, warming up to
talking about this guy,
planning this episode. He has it's one of his pinned videos. He has a video that's like real attraction switches in women that will always beat out looks and money. And I thought a lot of these are valid. Let me, I'm just going to read them as they come up here. Let's see. So number one, be unpredictable. Women are fascinated by men that they can't control. Okay. Like, see, there you see, like, we're veering into MRA incel weirdness, but yeah. But basically this is saying, be your own person. Don't be a doormat. Like, don't info dump.
Right.
Don't reveal all of yourself too soon. Like, people like a bit of mystery. I can't disagree with that. Okay, so that's point one. Here's some more. Challenge in a world full of simps.
where's that one?
This is number two in that same video. In a world full of simps, this is the easiest and fastest game changer. Agreed. Like, I'm not out here like, man, make sure you play hard to get or women will think you're slutty. That's that's not what I'm taking away from this. Uh-huh. And I can see how this person is a menace to society. Mm-hmm. But if you can, you know, if you can come at this with some media literacy, mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is not really inherently objectionable. So in a world full of simps, this is the easiest game changer. But then here it turns. Being indifferent in a playful way makes her go, he's different. But see, that's...
No, see, you know what it does?
That's where it turns.
Right, that is where it turns, because what you're actually saying is, what this actually is by being indifferent, you'll make her insecure.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, so you see what I'm saying about, like, I don't disagree with all of it.
Right.
Okay, here's another point on that same video. Be thoughtful. Give subtle clues that she's on your mind from time to time. And that's it. I can't disagree with any of that.
Right. I can't disagree with that either.
That's not shit.
Right.
Okay, here's another one. Humor. If I have to tell you why this works, just be celibate.
Fair point,
it's a little mean. But I can't disagree that women like men who are funny.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with it. Yeah. Okay, listen to this one. Be intelligent and creative. Awe her with the depth of your mind and ideas and fantasies that take her to a new reality. I don't know what the fuck you're saying there at the end. Once again, it takes a turn. But I can't disagree that women like intelligence and creativity. Right?
Agreed.
Romantic imagination and perception. All women have a social mask locked to their face, just like men. Learn how to see her true self and get past the mask. Look at the world and at her with depth. That's not terrible.
No, it's not. Dawn, what are you doing?
Right. Listen to this. It goes on. Listen to this. Be a guru. If you are an expert in something, especially something interesting to women, like psychology, BDSM or body language, you will never run out of conversation options. Once again, this takes a turn. I don't know how you assume that all women are interested in psychology, BDSM, and or body language.
But he's not fucking wrong, because psychology, body language, think about true crime.
Right? I'm trying to be critical but fair.
Right, right. But Dom, sir, please understand why we're interested in psychology and body language.
Mm.
Understand
well
where that comes
is,
from, and you'll get
does.
Further with women.
Right. I think he does, and that's the issue, because he's...
Well, he's going to have to prove that to me, because I don't think he does.
Well. Okay, listen to this, Kristen.
All right.
Be enthusiastic, positive, and happy. Nothing turns her off like a killjoy. Life should spark and crackle around you most of the time. Show her the joy in this crazy thing called life. When she's happy and you are not, do not drag her down. No notes!
Damn it. Damn it!
Now, again, to be critical but fair, of course, this, like, you can make that toxic for sure. Men don't cry. Yeah, you can make it toxic, but it doesn't have to be, is the thing, right? Okay, this one, this is a little controversial, Kristen. I can't wait to talk with you about it, all right? It's dominance.
Oh, God.
This drives women nuts, according to Alpha Dom. Most women crave a dominant. Thoughts?
No, I mean, that is such an antiquated belief, right? Like, no, I don't think we want a fucking equal. We want someone who sees us as an equal. Like, listen, if you want to be, and I'm not talking sexually, because that's a totally different realm.
It
That's not what
is.
I'm
It
talking
is.
about. As in terms of a partner, a companion, like, no, I don't want someone. Yeah, what is he saying? Like, do we want men
Well,
who take the
exactly,
lead?
right? What
Right.
is he saying?
Right. Do we want men that take the lead? Yes. And we should, because men are only as sincere as their options at the time. So yeah, we want to make the effort. That's what we want to see. That's what we want to see. We
I
want
give
to
this one quite a bit of thought.
we... Mm-hmm.
And I really tried to reflect on my own dating life, right? I thought about some men that I dumped and why. I thought about some men that I kept around too long and why. I'm just gonna say, I don't think this point is unimportant.
Okay. All right, that's
Think
fair.
there's something to it, and again, you can make it toxic pretty
Right,
easily.
but it's the word, like, dominant.
It is the word. Yeah.
What they're really saying is they want a man who's traditionally masculine.
Well, that's, I think, yeah, that's the toxic version of it, right?
Right,
But
right.
the more I thought about it, and again, like I was making an attempt to be charitable. I don't know why. I guess I'm in a good mood this week. Can't explain it. but like, truly, there's something to this.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
I'm not talking about sex. I'm not talking about gender roles, but I do think here's what I landed on. Dominance, like if you're gonna think about this in a non-toxic way, I think an example of dominance might be something like, more like confidence,
Yes.
subject mastery,
Yes.
being an expert. I mean, kind of like what he was saying before, like be an expert in something, right? And I'm equating this somewhat with success,
Okay. All right.
right? Because I'm thinking, and again, I'm doing like a really charitable deep dive here, but I am thinking that like in some circumstances, I would want the guy I'm seeing to be able to be dominant simply because he has the correct information. He is the best at X, Y, or Z. And to have the confidence to say as much. That's the non-toxic version of that, I think.
Can we move off this? And because I want to find stuff to make fun of him about.
I gotta do one more, Kristen. Because the next one is education. Read books and learn new skills constantly.
Okay, read books by female
Notes!
authors, by female authors. There's a note. There's a note. Make
No
sure there's
notes.
some female authors in there.
Well,
You
sure.
know? Okay. All right. So, God damn it, Dom. Ugh, let's see. One above us.
I
Women,
mean, oh,
what?
you got one.
Well, I think so. It's the one where he says, this is can't be used on like a 2 to a 7 or something
Okay.
stupid. Hold on, I think it's this one.
Oh, it's not this one. I know this one.
No, it is this
This
one.
one is incredibly rambling and doesn't
I'm not
actually
talking
say
about
anything.
women that are 2s through 7s, a very specific thing. I'm talking about 8s and 9s. First off, I want to say thank you for the pretty much respectful question. You weren't being like most of the comments I had to.
So he's responding to a comment that says, why can't she just reject you? Why do you feel entitled to her? And why would you want to date someone who actively does not like you?
Fair.
Fair, fair. And that's when he says, well, this doesn't apply to 2 to 7s, only 8 and 9s.
Right, which is not the answer today. To the question.
Well, let's answer this. Most guys and girls are going to be thinking I'm talking about just in general. That's not the case. A lot of my content is in general, but this is a very specific thing, and I'm about to drop some God-tier wisdom on you. 2s through 7s don't do this as often. However, 8s and 9s, no such thing as 10s. 10s do not exist. We all have imperfections. They don't exist. But 8s and 9s will do this very consistently. They will weed out men by giving them a what we call a soft rejection. Now, they do this because they are aware that almost all the guys that they hang out with, that they know, follow the whole culture of gotta be rich, gotta have good looks, gotta fucking have like a fuck, you gotta go to the gym, got like all that stuff, right? The man may look the part, may look like the perfect fucking partner or mate, but they know that most of them are not. And those women get so fucking tired and fed up with men like that that they create this soft rejection test to see how it works. Will the guy fucking fold right away?
Mm-hmm. Once again, no notes.
I see. The whole time I'm like, son of a bitch, he's right. Son of a bitch.
He's right.
He is right. But I don't agree with what he's saying. They do it because they get hit on by everybody and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I know I'm good looking. Do you like me for more than that? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Well, he's also not answering the question. Right? He's simply not answering the question. Why do you feel entitled to her? Why can't you just accept rejection? Like, this is not the answer to the question. Right. The answer to the question can't be, some women are just too attractive. I mean, I don't accept
Well,
that.
His answer is because really attractive women typically give a soft rejection. He's answering the question. He's just doing it in a roundabout way.
I mean, he is and he isn't. He's not answering the question of, like, why do you feel entitled to her?
Right.
Right.
Right. But he...
I mean, we know the answer, so that's fine.
But he justifies it by saying, well, you know, these women are hit on by guys all the time who have this, 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 and this, but what they're really looking for is this. And by not taking no, you're showing them what they want, which is a guy who's confident and takes the lead and dominant and da-da-da-da-da.
Right. I mean, I especially appreciate this point coming from him because I do see how when he approaches women, their knee-jerk reaction might be, no, I'm sorry, I don't have any change.
Okay. But but I see where he's going with this and why he's saying what he's saying.
I do too.
You know?
I do too.
God damn it.
And you can certainly make it toxic, right? But it turns out he's not actually saying, like, push and push and push and push and, like, force yourself on women. It's not what he's saying.
Right.
Now, he is saying, try to make women believe that you're more interesting and a better potential mate than you really are. Right? But he's also saying, do some self-improvement.
Yes, but let's go back to his original, like, how he would respond to the rejection.
Right.
You know, oh, why would you want me? I'm so great. And she says, well, why? How are you so great? Well, you know, you're right. You probably wouldn't want me. You know, I'm this and this and, you know, I'm
You'd have to come over to my house.
You have to come over to my apartment. Dude, that is, I don't care who it is. I don't care if she's a 2, as you say, or a 9.
Right.
No woman, the minute a woman hears that, she's thinking, oh, this sounds like the beginning of a true crime podcast.
And see, here is where Alpha Dom actually actually fails, I think, as an internet personality. He's not convincing anyone that he has charisma or that he is a good conversationalist. No one is convinced.
No.
And frankly, I feel like a little bad for him because if he were just like, 10 years older. He could have done this 10 years ago during the era of like mystery with a capital M. Remember that guy?
Oh,
Pick
God.
up pickup artists and whatnot.
Yes.
Because this is pickup artistry. That's all this
Yeah.
is.
That's all this is.
We've seen
Yeah,
this
it's just
before.
morphed. They've just rebranded.
Oh, it hasn't rebranded at all. It's not morphed at all. It has a couple new buzzwords like high and low value human beings, and like alpha. Like it's got a couple new buzzwords which are all like alt-right adjacent. Don't love that. Once again, you can make it toxic.
Right.
Doesn't have to be. And
Right.
herein is the tragedy, I think, of Alpha Dom, because he's aiming for the lowest common denominator.
Right.
He's not actually trying to coach anybody. He's just regurgitating pickup artist bullshit. And he is deliberately using these words that are dog whistles because he's not discerning about his audience. He'll take whatever attention, whatever traffic, whatever profit he can get from this. And that's my real critique of this guy, is that it's disingenuous.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we're going to watch another video now, okay? Listen.
As politically incorrect as this is going to sound, out of the over 100,000 women that I've had interactions with, women strongly react both emotionally and sexually to masculine men. The more dominant, assertive, and aggressive I've been, the more wet they get. However, I'm not saying you can club her in the head and fucking bring her back to your cave to do things unconsensually. I'm saying there's still boundaries. But the assertive, aggressive male that's dominant wins. There is no argument. We win.
Listen, take aggressive out. That's where it takes a turn. No woman
Yeah.
wants an aggressive man.
Right.
Sir, you show that you just don't understand women. However, son of a bitch, Dom,
A point was
we're
made.
going through these. We're like, no, we're gonna find something that's really offensive. And every time we're like, God damn it, Dom, because
Right.
he's not wrong.
Were you expecting this, Kristen? Did you think I was gonna win Dom over to you?
I was not, but I want to throw this out there. How much of the response to him has to do with what he looks like?
Yeah.
And this is what I mean. And I've spoken about this at least with myself, how I didn't look the part, and that people respond to people who look the part. They could be peddling the most so much nonsense and no one will care
Right.
because they're conventionally attractive and they look like they have an aspirational life.
Right.
And that really is the key. Do
Dom is really giving us nothing here in terms of his lifestyle. I have no clues about where he lives. I'm looking at him against a blank white wall right now.
Right.
He filmed a bunch of videos inside his car.
Right.
I know he has bad taste in clothes,
Yeah.
but like, I don't know what kind of car he drives. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I have no idea. I'm not convinced that he's charismatic or a good conversationalist, or even like really understands much about women. But I do think he's making an effort to understand women, which is more than a lot of men are doing in the year of our Lord 2024. Would I date him? I would not.
Wait a minute, wait a
Would I interview him for the pod? I would.
I just got a message on Instagram from a woman saying, "Have you heard of this Alpha Dom dating coach?" Oh my God. I'm typing back, literally recording an episode about him now.
Literally right now. Just wait, friend. I'm like really getting speculative now and giving this guy quite a lot of thought, I admit. Here's another thing though. What kind of person has an account ready of the number of women they've interacted with over the course of their life?
Yeah, he's clearly just throwing a number out there, I'm sure. I'm sure, but that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make here is, so a lot of his, I mean, a lot of what he says is true. I
A
hate to
lot of
say
what
it.
he says is true, but here's the thing. I would bet that he has some degree of success with women.
I would, maybe.
Some degree. I don't think he's a virgin.
No, I don't think he's a virgin either, but I also don't believe that he has the success he's purporting to have
Well,
strictly based on what he looks like. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I think that he might. And here's why. Because his whole shtick about dating coach for men and about how I mean, essentially it's just pickup artistry, just literally with nothing new, like not even a new package. It's not even packaged. It's just regurgitated, spit back into your mouth, baby bird. Here you go. Same old meal. That's the reason I do believe him. Like he might have had numerous hookups, situationships, whatever, because he doesn't focus on relationships. He
No.
just teaches men how to, as he says, banter with women and like get them.
Right. All
Right?
right. I want to hold on. I want to play another one. Okay. Listen, at this point now, we're like doing this blind. Okay.
Okay, give me another.
The cover says most dating coaches say build rapport with her. In reality, part of the reason I get so much is because I break rapport and let her attempt to build it with me. And mind you, he's recording this. It honestly looks like at sundown, he looks like he's lurking in a parking lot
It
somewhere,
does.
right? So let's see what Dom says here.
Here's one of my biggest issues with other dating coaches is they always are trying to tell you build rapport with her. If she says something, be attentive and listen, touch her every once in a while. If she does a body movement, replicate it. All that stuff is I've found in my over 100,000 interactions with women and over 1,000 women that I've been with and 6 women currently, I've found just doesn't add up to breaking rapport. Obviously, when you break rapport, you're operating as a different human. Instead of mimicking and trying to get her validation and attention, you're showing that you're your own person. The only time a girl is going to match you and try to build rapport with you, which is I'm going to tell you the correct way it should be done, is if you aren't trying to build rapport with her. When you act like your own person, don't really give a shit. There's a reason why the whole the flower thing with he loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. If she knew for sure that he loved her, that whole analogy would not exist. You need to start thinking differently. If you continue to think the way most dating coaches and the way most guys try to teach you how to date, you're never going to see the results that I see. It's up to you whether you're going to actually apply it correctly or not.
Okay, so now this one, I think we can say this is a case of tapping into a woman's insecurity, right? Because that's really all this is. Tap into her
Manipulation.
insecurity, right? So this is toxic, in my opinion. So yes, God, yes. Oh, son of a
Or
bitch.
is it?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Here's what I mean, Kristen.
Sarah,
Here's what I
mute,
mean, Kristen.
mute. I'm muting you.
Now listen,
Go ahead.
just hear me out.
I will.
I'm not trying to play devil's advocate. Like I really have given this a lot of thought. So hear me out. Is this toxic? Or again, is this guy not talking about relationships? He's just talking about dating. And truly, is this not how to be good at dating?
Well, this is kind of what we tell women, isn't it? Well, a lot of dating coaches tell
How to
women,
be good
like,
at dating. Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
don't act too interested, don't always be available,
Yeah.
play hard to get. Like, yeah, he's basically t telling men, play hard to get.
Well, and the reason this works is because the person on the receiving end of this feels that your time is valuable, right? Because you're not giving them all of it.
True, but he's talking about rapport, building rapport.
No, he's talking about building rapport, which isn't a word. So, just
In any case, but
look, when I get the chance to criticize, I will.
especially if it has to do with English or spelling.
He just does not always miss, is the thing, right?
Right.
Like he's not batting 1,000, but like I don't know sports. He's batting pretty good. Whatever, get off my case.
Right. It's his presentation. And if his presentation was different, he'd be getting a completely different reaction, I think.
But here's what I wanted to say earlier though about this. Is I think that's part of his success IRL with women, because
He looks non-threatening.
he's not threatening.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. He's not threatening. And here's the other thing. I am getting a real strong vibe from this guy that he is like in IT. Right, like you pointed out, oh, it looks like he's swimming from a parking lot at dusk. Like, yeah, I think he is,
Let's put
right?
it this way. He's not a front of the house person.
I just think, I guess what I'm going with by saying like, oh, I'm getting a real strong IT vibe here, is, he thinks he's better with people than he is.
Right.
Not to generalize
Right.
about all IT people, because some of them are women, but thinks he's better with people than he is. Not the snappiest dresser. But like clearly isn't poor, right? But just like, you're not seeing any materialistic trappings on this guy. This guy, I don't want to call him a little intellectual. I don't think he is. But this is a man who exists in the cerebral realm, I would
Yes.
say. And
Yes.
also, I believe that he can afford to take women on dates, which
Yes.
is another big part of dating success, right?
Right.
Like, if you're simply, at this point in the year of our Lord 2024, willing to plan a date and pay for it, like a real date, that's gonna get you some dates,
It is
sure.
gonna get you some dates. Yeah, it is. It and it's gonna, yeah,
So I believe him. Kind
what
of.
that he's dating six women?
Well, I believe him, kind of. Like I said, I don't know what kind of person tallies the total number of women they've ever spoken to.
Someone trying to sell something, that's who.
I believe that he has dated, is dating. I believe women in real life trust him. I don't think he like leads with, oh, I'm a dating coach for men. I do this alpha dom thing. Like, I don't think he leads with the shtick, And that's why I believe him.
What? Okay. Let's try another one. Dom, don't let me down.
Wait, I've got one for you. Hang on,
Oh, okay.
let's look at the text chain. I know one that
All right, Sarah, you told me this is the one. This is one of the ones I want. All right, Dom, don't fucking let me down. He's a man.
Girls, I know I have a few of you watching my TikToks, and I need your help on this one because guys aren't going to believe it if I just say it. I'm a professional dating coach, and I teach guys how to understand the female mind. Now, I'm going to say this, and a lot of guys are going to have a hard time believing it, especially my haters. Women want sex as much, if not more, than men do. We need to help them understand that. Because what ends up happening is guys are way too fucking nervous to talk about sex or like anything like that. They're just like freaked out and awkward and weird. And that repulses you guys, girls. And they don't know that. In fact, with me, if a girl's acting shy about sex, I'll fucking start picking on her about it or joke about it. Have you never had sex before? Oh, you get shy when you talk about sex? Things like that. And that builds attraction. They're not gonna understand that. They're gonna flip out in my comments like they often do. There's a reason why my haters, or like 98% of them, are male, but they need your help. Help me out here. I actually want to add a point. The only girls I've ever had that are really uncomfortable about talking about sex are ones that have never had it or are like twos that want to be triggered about everything.
Okay, well, see, and that's where he lost me.
Yep.
That's where he lost me.
Yep.
Because he wasn't wrong.
He was not wrong until he said, tease her about it.
Yeah, because there could be that could be very triggering, and you don't know why she doesn't like it.
You don't know why that, and I'm just coming at this from a simple, that's not going to be effective perspective.
Yeah, it's right? Just going to make you look annoying and immature.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't
like it. It doesn't allow for any any nuance of personality. Right. Like you have to, I don't know, you have to concede that there is a spectrum here of humanity, and like some people are comfortable talking about sex, some aren't, but like you'll find out if you need to know, I promise. Right.
And also understand that could be religious, that could be, you know, you just came from a family that didn't talk about that stuff. You know, there's a lot of things that play into that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're, you know, triggered. You know, because I know what you're saying. You're saying, oh my God, like trauma. Right. She has trauma. Yeah, most of us do.
I mean, quite possibly, yeah.
Very possibly. Like, very likely. He's getting it, but what he's also making very clear is he doesn't really understand women.
Right.
He understands them on a very surface level.
Yep. Just enough.
Just enough to pass.
Just enough to date. Not enough to have a relationship.
Exactly. And Sarah, that ends our analysis about.
I got to say one more thing.
Oh God!
Just say one more thing. Mm-hmm. I'm really not trying to like sway anybody. You know, hate if you want to hate.
Right.
One of the I think it's in that same video. Where he has like a list of things that men should be doing for self-improvement. I think it's that same video. One of the last things there is like, he says, you need to learn how to be good at sex.
Why do you do this?
Thank you, Alpha Dom.
Right?
No notes.
No notes again. Oh God. All right. Follow us on Instagram at Dateology Pod. Follow me on Instagram at the Kristen M, THECHRISTANM. Now, you've got to start following us on Patreon, which is patreon.com/datologycoach, because we post a lot of bonus content.
We do.
And you don't want to miss it. And it's like full episodes. It's not
juicy
like these
nuggets.
Little 10 minutes. What?
Juicy nuggets.
Juicy nuggets. So go to patreon.com/datologycoach. You can be a $3 tier subscriber, and they get the episodes early. We're, you know, I also make sure that they get some of the bonus episodes here and there, just to make
Kristen,
sure.
We really have watched too much Alpha Dom over these last couple days, because I thought you were going to say like, you can be a 3 or a 4. That's okay.
All right, so you can be a $3 patron. You can be a $5 patron. Get the bonus episodes early and get the get the episodes early and get the one bonus episode a week, be a tier, then pay $7 and get 2 bonus episodes a month. I think I said a week, it's a month. But here and there, we surprise you and we give some extras. Yeah. We just, you know, I don't want to commit to something and then not deliver it.
We're very gracious giving. Good right. giving and giving.
I do have the Discord.
Yeah.
And if you are interested in the Discord, And I love Discord because it's just a place to have discussions and interact. If you want to start the Discord up, just leave a comment and show your interest in it, because some people do and some people don't. So let me know if you want me to like really get that started, because that's what you're paying for as well. That's patreon.com/datologycoach. It gets all kinds of bonus episodes and bonus videos. Send your questions, hello@datologycoach.com, or I'd prefer you go to the website, datologycoach.com, and click ask a question. Follow, subscribe to my Substack to get additional content that's not posted here on Patreon. That's datologycoach.substack.com. That has its own subscription, and you'd be paying for content that is not posted here.
If there's anybody you think would be a great fit for the show for us to interview, if there's anything you want us to talk about, send me an email at hello@datologycoach.com and I will take a look at it and see if we can get them on the show.
Alpha Dom has really been the gift that keeps on giving this week.
Yes.
And I'm really curious whether he'll come on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to try.
All right.
Follow me on TikTok at Datology Coach and My Character Analysis, and follow me on YouTube at Datology Coach and My Character Analysis. All right. Bog witches, bog vays, bog warlocks. I keep screwing that up. Bog witches, bog warlocks, bog vays. Value your time. Bye.
Bye.